Winnipeg Symphony Orchestra, one of the institutions in what is an arts capital in Canada. And I'm talking to the new man on the beat, Alexander Micklethwaite, who is music director, maestro, conductor of the Winnipeg Symphony Orchestra. Maestro, may I ask you, first of all, this new season is being promoted as a new era for the Winnipeg Symphony Orchestra. What's ahead for you musically?
Well, we started a month ago with the great program, it's just a Shostakovich Fifth Symphony, and actually the New Era Dance of Kernes, a terrific piece from 1992. And, well, it's in every aspect a new season. We have new staff, administration, and new executive director. And musically, it's I started a three-year Beethoven cycle. This year we play the first symphonies number 1, 2, and 3. Beethoven was a revolutionary in every aspect, and so this year we are pairing Beethoven with revolutionary composers of our time. And you just witnessed Schoenberg, obviously. He's not really our time anymore, but he was the most revolutionary composer 100 years ago and the beginning of the 20th century, opening a complete new a door to a complete new room and house or era of musical writing. So this is why I picked that chamber symphony. And next week they are playing the Beethoven Second Symphony and Golioff, one of my favorite composers. We're playing this amazing, hot, I mean, literally a crazy piece, Oceana, with chorus and guitars and solo singer and stuff. And then in the Beethoven Third Symphony, we're pairing with John Adams, and there specifically the Electric Violin Concerto, which is, again, I just was thinking what is revolutionary nowadays, you know, what sounds. And in that way, like electronic violin concerto is just very futuristic. It kind of imitates a little bit computer sounds and our time.
Now, I understand why they say you have a fearless approach. It must take a certain amount of artistic courage to implement such a program.
Well, yes and no. I guess the courage is, at the end you need some courage, but on the other hand, this music is just so gorgeous. Golioff next week is a name that people might not be familiar with, but it is literally like when you sometimes go to the movie theater or something, there's the Fifth Element with Bruce Willis, with that was always like my image of like of music from the 23rd century, and which is gorgeous, and you like it's like this exotic world, you know, and this is how I feel with this, for example, the Golioff or the John Adams. It's like, whoa, I mean, there are sound worlds that people came up with that just pull you in. So
futuristic music in Winnipeg, in the middle of the prairie, in the middle of Canada. Does this fit?
Well, in this case, they have that funny history, as you might know, because they Bramble Tovey 15, 16 years ago started this new music festival literally in the middle, what you just said, of nowhere, and in the middle of cold winter, you know, always the first 2 weeks in February. So, and we are continuing this, of course, with a new, again, also a new vision. This year we will branch into the fringe of, I mean, the fringe of classical music is contemporary, but the fringe of classical music borders on the fringe of, like, of jazz, of the fringe of electronica, of scratch. And so we have actually classical contemporary pieces with DJ or with electronic instruments, with computer sounds. And then from our side, and then we have one evening, we will have one evening with DJ and just like electronica music, like real club house, but on the fringe of that. So it's like meeting in the middle, you know, and I'm so excited. And then we have some other ideas and, yeah.
Good old Manitoba passion.
Good old Manitoba. Well, you know, everybody tells me when it's cold outside, you become very passionate inside.
I should point out for our listeners, too, that you're a bit of an astronaut, that a maestro that shuttles back and forth between Winnipeg and being the associate conductor of the Los Angeles Philharmonic. How do you do that?
Well, you just fly, you know, you kind of have to do it. Yeah, I mean, I was very lucky. I was 3 years in Atlanta, the assistant conductor, and then I got the one, this position in Los Angeles. And Los Angeles, as you, the listeners might know, is right now the hot place for classical music. And the reason is, A, because of the music director, Esa-Pekka Salonen, is just very innovative, young soul, you know, and very fresh thinker. And the other reason is obviously the big Frank Gehry new concert hall, that spaceship looking, like looking structure out of metal, that is the attraction, the architectural attraction in LA, and reflects everything now around it. So it's very fun to be there.
I want to talk briefly about your own musical roots, and I want to point out you've studied with Seiji Ozawa, who I'm from the Toronto area, and it's a little bit as if I'm just gone back 30 years in time, because Seiji came to Toronto and did what I see you doing here with the Winnipeg Symphony Orchestra. Your musical roots, grew up in Germany, studied all over the place. You've been a guest conductor at a list longer than my arm. Tell me, and I understand you actually have inherited a bit of your love of music from your grandmother. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me about that?
Right. I mean, I grew up in a somewhat musical family. My two brothers, we all played two instruments, but my parents never really were so professional. They played the lute. My mom, like the lute in the 70s, you know. It was just this very cute thing.
Hippie?
Well, German hippie, you know.
Right.
But my grandparents, my mother's mom was an opera singer in Chemnitz. So my mom grew up somewhat in the opera world with those tunes and everything, you know. And then on my dad's side, his aunt was a pianist, piano teacher. And my dad's father was also a hobby pianist, but he played Beethoven sonatas, you know. So there was in my grandparents' were quite some musical roots that jumped my parents right into myself, into my brother. So, yeah.
And very quickly, I want you to, if you could, we know that cities have their own personalities. Orchestras must have their own personalities, too. What's the personality of the Winnipeg Symphony Orchestra?
Well, they have this really, really interesting personality, which is let me start from a different angle. I guest conducted 2 years ago about 6-7 orchestras where I was actually in the run for being their music director, and out of those six, I myself got out of the running two out of the I took myself out of the running of two orchestras, and none of those orchestras actually had the, well, how shall I put it? Even those, well, I have to be careful saying that. But even among professional orchestras, Winnipeg stands out how they follow me, how they follow actually the conductor. And they do this so, I mean, every time I conduct them, I'm actually amazed. I do a little gesture and they are right with me, which is so satisfying. If I have a vision of the piece and want it to go in a certain direction, in a spontaneous direction in the performance, they are right with me. And this is not so usual among orchestras, because very often you have them, they rehearse a certain way, and this is how they play, you know, and to get them, they are kind of stuck in a way. And here it's just really, really flexible, and this is fabulous.
I want to thank you for this, Alexander, and as the new man on the beat, I wish you all the best success for the coming season.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.